Well, it is good to be back together tonight, and we're going to be looking at an outline here. You should have received one. If you need an outline, Derek's got them ready. If you need an outline to go with tonight's Bible study, would you just raise your hand, Miss Suzanne over here, and just fill in the blank. We have some extras. All right, Ms. Melissa over here. Anybody else need one? Okay. You can go ahead and be turning in your Bibles to Psalm 17. Psalm 17 is... We're going to be looking at several passages tonight, so I encourage you to really get your Bibles out and opened up on there in front of you, because we're going to be flipping through several passages, looking at them together. I hope you'll do that with me. And just want to make sure everybody's got a handout there. We're going to start. Psalm 17 is what I said there we would start off with. But tonight, and perhaps next Wednesday, depending on how far we get tonight, this may be a two-part series. I want to really try to close here in the next 15 minutes so we can have some good quality time praying together tonight. But I want to talk about the subject of wings and the Bible and the Word of God. When we see the word wings and what the subject is, what it relates to, the symbolism of wings and the Word of God, and what does it mean for us today? How can we draw strength from that? Now, one of the things that's interesting about different words in the Bible, especially when it's pertaining to God Almighty, is there are words that are characteristic to animals. There are words characteristic to humans that are used to help us to have at least somewhat of an understanding of God. Because God, of course, is infinite and we'll never understand Him completely. But God does put in His Word various words for us to understand Him better. The word wings here is basically, as we would typically use anthropomorphic terms, which basically compares God's characteristics to human characteristics. But these animal terms are referred to as zoomorphic. In fact, the word wings here would be considered technically a zoomorphic simile, which I'm going to point out various ways that goes in our passages and relates to our passages that we'll look at tonight. Some very encouraging truths from the Word of God in the context of wings in the Bible that I want us to draw from tonight and be encouraged by. Let's look first of all. In your first blank, we're going to look at wings as symbolic of God's protection. Would you fill in that as your first blank? God's protection. All right. Psalm 17:8. Notice again the words that God is using here. And we see both the anthropomorphic as well as the zoomorphic, but the first one is I that we see. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow. Now notice the next two phrases, thy wings. Well, we're also going to see that term used various times throughout the Psalms. We're not going to be able to look at all of them, but also notice over in Psalm 36, would you flip over? I have those references written there. Would you flip over a few pages? To Psalm 36. Notice what it says here. Psalm 36, verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Church, I want you to know tonight when we see these terms used in this context, under the shadow of thy wings, it is referring to God's marvelous protection over our lives. And I want to tell you tonight, you have the great honor and privilege all of us as God's children to be under the shadow of God's wings tonight. The shadow of His wings. The shadow of His protective care over us. Notice Psalm 57. That'll be the next one. Psalm 57 that we'll take a glance at. Again, there are many others, but for sake of time, notice Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in Thee. Yea, in the shadow of Thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. Well, when I think of that verse right there, my mind immediately is drawn to what we just heard of recently in Kentucky. I think it was December, if I'm not mistaken, December 10th of 2021, where that E4 tornado came through and traveled a good long ways. But I think there were over 50 fatalities and would have been a lot more fatalities if there had not been a lot of sheltering in and the warnings that were given. But basements that were created for those type of storms were designed for that. And people got down and, boy, just hunkered down in those protective barriers and saved so many lives. And a lot of times, you know, you hear those testimonies of people that go through those type of powerful tornadoes, anywhere from E3 to especially up to E5. You hear these testimonies that when they do get into these areas where they're sheltered and protected, they hear what sounds like a train. Okay, I've never been in a place where a tornado was passing. How many of you here have actually been, okay, yeah, several of you tonight have been really near a tornado or have heard that sound, whatnot. It's very scary from what I hear. I can only imagine. I believe it would be, of course. But you know, one of the things that is about life is that when we think about God's shelter under the shadow of His wings, our refuge, our protection, you know, we can sense and hear a lot of the noise of the storm going on around us. But when the Christian is trusting in the shadow of the wings of God, he is at peace. He or she is just dwelling under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty. And tonight, You may sense that there's an E5 going over your life right now. I don't know, but I will tell you this. I would say you dwell right there in the shadow of the wings of God. And He is going to protect you. And the calamities will go past. You will trust Him. And sadly, we know that when they came out of those bunkers and every situation, when they've gone through these towns and decimated whole cities and these small towns out west and the Midwest, they had to come up and rebuild, and they had to go after it. And you know, I think about that in the life of a Christian. Sometimes a storm goes past and God protects us and keeps us, and then, you know, realizing there's a lot of cleanup that has to be done. And guess what? God leads us through that too. He is always hovering over us. Now, I will say this. Christians can venture, tragically, outside of the shelter of God's wings. Not saying that God doesn't know where they are, but there is a such thing as a believer continuing to turn away from God's will for their lives, and they continue to refuse to listen to the prompting and the guiding of God Almighty, and they get out in the storm and they get out of the shelter of God's care, and a lot of bad things can happen in that time. And this is what I tell believers: when you ever feel like you're outside of the shelter, run back! Run back! Get back in the bunker, because that's where God's going to protect you. And that bunker, again, would be symbolic of the will of God. And you will be sheltered. Not meaning you won't go through hard times. Not meaning that you won't have to go through trying times. But the fact of the matter is, God will protect you and me from going to our flesh, falling for the traps of Satan, and we can press forward. One more verse, Psalm 91. Would you look over there? Just flip over a few more chapters. Psalm 91, well-known chapter in the Word of God. Psalm 91, verse 4. It says here, I'm just going to start with verse 1. This is just really precious. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Now get verse 4. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou, what, church? Trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And I want us to be encouraged by this truth that wings are symbolic in Scripture of God's protection. But then secondly, notice with me, wings in Scripture are symbolic of God's care. That'll be your second blank. God's care. Go over with me to the book of Exodus, and I believe this is where the Holy Spirit really first impressed upon my heart the subject of wings in the Word of God. When we're reading through our, many of us are reading through the Bible right now, and you may remember this when you were reading through Exodus chapter 19. The testimony is here is God's care over the children of Israel during the years of wandering, and His provisions for them, even when they were being hard-hearted and when they were being hard-headed. You think any of us ever have a problem with those two? Oh, me. Oh, yes. It says here, I'm just going to read, starting in verse 1, in the third month when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, now listen to this message. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Well, you ought to underline that. That speaks of God's supernatural care for His children. Now, in the context here, it's talking about the children of Israel. He's saying, you saw what I did for you, and as those seas, walls just separated, and I led you through a miraculous event, you saw what I did to the Egyptians, and it was as if I had you on eagle's wings. And I think about God's care for us. And church, when I think about this context, I think about there are times where you sometimes can get so overwhelmed in life with the trials you have before you, you simply feel like you can't go forward. Sometimes you feel like you don't have the strength to, and maybe there are various reasons for that. And I want to tell you something, at that time, when you think that this is going to be an impossibility, I don't know how this is going to work out, I believe you got to do what the imagery here is that God is painting for us, is you just let God carry you through. You rest upon His grace. He will bear you up as an eagle would. I mean, the illustration here is as if an eagle would care for its fledglings, the young that are learning to fly and trying to get the strength in their wings. And it has been told, I've never witnessed it, that eagles will teach their young to fly in that way. They'll encourage them out of the nest and let them fall a certain amount of feet. I read one testimony where it was recorded and referenced that one young was dropped, he thinks, at least 90 feet one of the times. And the eagle went through and the mother got its young and in a place on its back and wings and took the young back up to the nest and to safety. And, you know, I just want us to be reminded tonight that God is telling this to the children of Israel, but He tells us that too in 1 Peter, does He not? He says, cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. He wants you to cast your burdens upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. We just load Him up, and He wants it, because He's the only one that can truly carry it. None of us are qualified to carry burdens in the sense of without God. We just can't do it. And if you try, brethren, you're going to be like the guy my dad used to tell me about. And I always have this image of it because sometimes we go to the lake, you know, you can see something like this happening. He said the guy was an older man, probably in his 60s, 70s. Was down at the lake, and he was on the back of the boat, and he was working on the boat, and he took the battery, he needed to get a new one in, so he was taking it out, and when he stepped off the back of the boat, he thought it was going to be waist deep, but when he had that battery on his shoulder and he stepped off the back of the boat, it was about 8 feet deep. And they laughed about that because he went straight down. But what was so funny, they said it seemed like forever, but it was probably about 30 seconds later. Here comes that man walking up out of the water with the battery on his back, you know, blowing out his air, you know, man, just thinking, man, glad this guy didn't drown. But, you know, sometimes that's how it can be with us. You know, we try to take burdens on our own. We sink straight to the bottom. And the truth of the matter is God wants us to trust Him with it. And I don't know how to explain this, church. I don't know if I can even just get words to match with this. But there's just something about it when you experience this thing. It's like when you're going through such a hard time, you just sense God carrying you. And you're just kind of looking around at your circumstances and you're thinking, I don't know how all this is happening right now. And I don't know how I'm actually navigating this. I want to tell you, when you sense that, you just need to praise God. Because He's carrying you. And as on eagle's wings. And I believe that should be encouraging us tonight. There's another passage we could look at. But we're going to stop there tonight and take some prayer requests. Would you pray with me?